This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Three U.S. defense officials told VOA an anti-ship ballistic missile launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen has caused fatalities on a commercial vessel in the Gulf of Aden. It's the first fatal strike by Iran-backed Houthi militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, since the onslaught on international shipping lanes began in mid-November.
At least three are either missing or presumed dead at this point. There are six injuries. At least four of those are critical. It's a very scary time, and things are still evolving.
VOA's Carla Babb. Hear more on VOA's International Edition. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, ended her long-shot challenge to Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump on Wednesday. Here's VOA's Rick Pantaleo with more.
With Nikki Haley ending her campaign, this ensures that the former president will be the GOP's candidate in a rematch with Democratic President Joe Biden in November's election.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
Haley said it was likely Trump, who repeatedly belittled her candidacy, would be the Republican nominee, but did not endorse him. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds few Americans want the U.S. to take a more active role in solving the world's problems. This comes as America navigates its involvement in the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The majority of both Democrats and Republicans agree the U.S. should not get more involved than it currently is in the ongoing conflicts between Russia and Ukraine and is